Parks and Records Department meeting to order. It is Thursday, May 19th, 6 p.m. Can I get a roll call, Myers, please?
Yes. Weidrich?
Here.
Dumanovic?
Here.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Lane?
Here.
Wilbur?
Here.
And Sessish?
Present.
Thank you.
All right, we have quorum. You gotta take Victor off there.
Can we do something real quick before we start?
Sure, what?
I would just like to recognize that Scott completed his 30th year this week with the city of Yorkville.
Oh my God. Oh my God. And he's only 42 years old.
I was going to say, he was 10 when he started.
12, exactly. Unbelievable. You haven't changed at all.
So, wow, congratulations.
I saw your wedding I saw your wedding pictures.
Yeah, a little more.
So, oh my God.
Pretty, very, very impressive. He's been here 30 years. And I've worked with him for 18 of them. And
wow.
It has been a joy working with him. Yeah. Obviously, he's one of our best employees in the city. Extremely valuable when it comes to playground maintenance.
The best.
Super.
So.
I would probably concur with that, too.
Yes, but 30 years is pretty impressive. Oh.
Excellent.
Thank you, Scott.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Maybe five.
Yeah. At least 10.
Well, with that, we'll do introduction of guests, city officials and staff. Director of Parks and Recreation, Tim Evans, is here. Superintendent of Parks, Scott Sleezer, 30th year. Superintendent of Recreation, Shay Remus. And City Council Liaison to Park Board is Ken Koch.
And then I just also want to introduce Michael Donovan is our new Recreation Coordinator.
Hi, Michael.
So Michael started a few weeks from us. He was originally working at Sandwich Park District. Was able to work with him on some of our sports leagues over the last couple of years, so we got to know him a little bit, and he would be a great addition to our department. So,
excellent.
Welcome. We poached him.
Yeah.
We poached.
Maybe you want to just say a few things about yourself to the board, Michael?
Yeah. As Tim mentioned, I started my career in Parks and Recreation with the Sandwich Park District, and I was the recreation assistant there, and I just assisted on day-to-day base customer service with athletics, and then my responsibilities kind of grew once my manager went out on leave, so I was kind of the interim recreation manager there for about 8 to 10 months and was in charge of all recreation, athletics, programming, dance, fitness, special events. So it's been kind of a smooth transition over to Yorkville so far.
Good.
And
oh,
I'm excited
good.
To
good.
Continue.
Good.
Wow. Well, get ready for this summer.
Oh, yeah,
next week already. Next week.
Next
Thursday.
All of our events, yeah, they're all starting.
He got thrown in with the sports league.
Margarita.
Pretty busy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's great. I know, but I feel like everybody kind of gets roped into doing stuff. So
we all.
I'm sure you'll be back. Anyway, okay, public comments. I don't see any public here. Presentations, do we have any?
Nope.
Can I get a motion to approve the minutes for January 20th, 2022?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion by Dan,
motion.
Second
Absolutely.
By Jean. Was it really January last time we met?
Yes, it was.
Seems like only yesterday.
Forever.
That's why when I said January, I was like, are you sure?
We had a couple things we were trying to wrap up that just took some time to get
on. All right, everybody's looked those over. Roll call, please, Marlis.
Yes. Dumanovic?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Lane?
Lane?
What is it?
Lane. Minutes. Approval?
Oh, yeah. Always.
Wilberg?
I need to sidetrack.
I'm going to separate
yes.
you two.
Sessish?
Yes.
Second.
And Diedrich?
Yes.
All right, bills list review. We have February through May 2022 and budget report.
Yeah, so the big thing on the bills is there's going to be a lot of preschool stuff, a lot of stuff kind of end of year purchases related to park maintenance. We also had on there was the price in Fox Hill Playgrounds. So we had originally approved that at the Park Board and City Council last May, June, and they just call us out of the blue and said, hey, I'll be here tomorrow. So we got a check cut, so we were lucky to get that. I think I did send some emails. They started on the price one. This is more where we're refurbishing, so we did take the poles out. We just took all the equipment off the poles. We're power coating some of it and then putting new equipment on it. So this was the first one we've done like this. I think outside of just the time it takes to get the equipment, it's been a pretty positive experience for staff.
Yeah, it's definitely different, but it's been positive. A couple of hiccups.
So just those things, a lot of special event stuff that's in their checks that we just have to get out before the special event starts. So we also had, and we'll talk about a little bit more in the Capitol, we just recently were able to purchase an SUV, if you saw it when you walked in.
Yeah.
And then we just purchased a new lawnmower as well. That was part of our Capitol budget.
Questions about that? I did read the 383 pages because I had nothing to do. A couple things on the bills. No criticism at all. It's just that when you're going on people buying stuff for people, why do you have to say boxer shorts?
Oh, jeez.
If you look at the bills, it'll say shirt, there's a, jacket.
There's a line item for boxer shorts.
Yeah, boxer shorts.
That must be what the receipt said.
But why don't they get so much per year for a lot?
They do now.
They do now. So the original union contract was they had an account, they had so much money they would.
Correct, to spend.
Yes. It's going to change.
Can't they spend on anything they want?
That's full disclosure when he tells you.
Pretty much. Yes. But they have to turn the receipt in to keep track of how much they spent.
Yeah.
Now it's different.
So they can just put the amount, they don't have to ask.
Bingo.
Okay, because I'm not looking at boxer shorts. We have to buy their underwear.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to.
It just seems,
my guess is,
don't put
that
in the paper, because I know where you live. No, you know what I'm saying? It just seems strange.
Don't go
there.
Now,
the second question I want to ask was, you got two new cars, right? Two new trucks?
Just one.
You got the what?
Car,
Escape?
A truck,
the Escape, and I thought you got an Explorer, too.
So I just was comparing prices in the memo of what.
Well, why was this one more expensive than the other one? This Escape was more expensive than Explorer.
It was. Part of it is there were upgrades on it that we normally would not get.
But part of the other one was just an order.
Yes.
Oh, so you didn't get the other one.
We couldn't. No.
It was an order.
I wanted to compare.
You could wait for 6 months.
Oh, I understand. I understand.
Yeah.
That.
So there's.
But what I'm saying is, I thought it was both, and I'm saying, well, if you're gonna get an Explorer for 36, this for 38. Why don't you get two Explorers?
We chose the one on the ground.
I was just trying to like people understand that. The one we were buying on the ground was not outrageously more expensive than waiting however long to get another one.
But it is expensive, $38,000 for an Escape. Come on.
$35,000.
Well, what was the Explorer?
$33,000 something.
So it's about $3,000 difference. I'm just saying, I'm a car guy.
You're going to pay retail to buy it on the ground, Dan.
Yes, unless you're going to wait. Oh, I understand.
It's not
you're going to wait for, you don't know how long it's going to come.
That's the issue, is we bought four trucks in November. We have no idea when they're going to show up. We're in a jam. Is recreation needs another vehicle. We moved a cargo van to recreation. We moved Scott's truck to a new guy, to a Parks guy, and then Scott's can drive this.
Right. I
misunderstood. We would like to order them like we used to order through the state transfer and get them within 6 months.
Sure.
But
no way.
The issue is it just ain't working that way.
They don't give them to the state either.
Same thing just happened this week.
No,
we had an opportunity to get a lawnmower. Are we paying a little bit more than we normally do?
Well, you have to. We're paying more for
it. It's on the ground. We had to get it. I mean, we're in the middle.
I misunderstood. I apologize.
Yeah. We're in the middle.
I bought two and one.
No.
Sorry.
I just wanted, when I was presented to the council, is for them to see that waiting was not, yes, we're going to pay a little bit more, but we were getting it immediately, that something similar we could get through the, whatever the federal purchase thing is,
the
source well.
The program.
Yeah, that.
But it wasn't as neat. You needed it. So
we needed it. And we have no idea for it.
It's a neat. Sure, I understand.
And that's the same company that offered that Explorer that we have the trucks on order with. And we reached out to them that has no idea on those trucks we ordered in November when they're coming.
Correct.
So we could wait a year. We could wait 2 years.
It's true.
So there's some things we just had to get done.
I don't know.
Great.
We gave criteria to all the dealers and said, send us what you have. That's what they responded with.
So did you go to Gerald at all?
We went to... We went up to the Chrysler Jeep Dodge dealer up there. Well, we didn't go up there. We had conversations.
I know Mr. Jerk.
And then we went over to...
hey, Sean.
We talked with Jovic, too, so...
Yeah. So I'm just saying.
We called Keller Ford. We were just trying to find
something. They don't have anything on the ground.
Yeah.
They really don't.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any more questions about the budget?
It was very good bills. Thanks. And they were highlighted quite well, so...
Yeah.
Made a lot
it
easier.
Is much easier to... Go through them. All right, new business or old business? Anything? New business. 2022 Yorkville Youth Tackle Football Agreement.
This is very similar to what we've done the last few years. They're out at Overly Park. So currently, you've got baseball going on. They kind of end in the middle of July, and then Scott's staff will go in and do the football fields. For the youth tackle football. So this very similar agreement. We did raise the prices a little bit just because our costs are going up. And so they reviewed it, they're good with it, and I'm just looking for Park Board to approve it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, like, what, if anything, had changed, and then the price has...
The price has changed.
And they were all good with that?
Yes.
All right, can I get a motion to approve the field usage agreement between the Parks and Rec Department and Yorkville Youth Tackle Football? A motion, please?
So moved.
And the motion by second. Kelly. Second by Sash. Can I get it? Roll call, please.
Yes. Hyatt?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Wilbur?
Yes.
Sessish?
Yes.
Diedrich?
Yes.
And Dumanovic?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Junior Women's Heart and Circle Park Story Walk and Sledding Hill Proposal.
So as in the memo, I mean, we discussed this at the last meeting, was a story walk proposal from the Yorkville Education Foundation, and we kind of got some more details. I sent out a link, I don't know if everyone got it, where the one in Plainfield kind of explains a little bit more, as well as Scott and I met with the school district and the education foundation just on how the layout would go, so we kind of put that in a map for you so you can somewhat see where the poles would go and how this would work. Also, Scott and I were talking about doing this, and as well as with the pickleball court, of what to do with the dirt from that. It was suggested by Scott as we should put a little sledding hill over there.
It's been requested too by residents.
Sure.
There.
So we thought, as we're doing this project, we could do that at the same time. So we put the sledding hill so you get an idea where that's at. So I have spoken to both the junior women's, our point of contact with junior women's, and my point of contact with the HOA in there. So they've been both fine with it, so they know what's going on too. So we're just looking for approval of this.
Pretty exciting, huh?
So with the story walk, other than just Scott staff putting them in, the Education Foundation will be responsible for buying the poles, kind of maintaining it, changing the stories and stuff like that.
So if there's like vandalism and whatever you
would
call them.
We've talked to them about that. Now, you know, the issue is they fold. 20 years from now, they don't exist. I mean, that does happen.
Yeah.
It would just be then whatever board council decision at that time, if they want to continue this or not.
Dan?
I have to tell you, I read her through that, and I was wrong last time. I was a little too
aggressive.
I don't think aggressive. I think I will be cautious. Being
aggressive.
An educator, I think that there has to be a purpose to this.
Okay, I'm hearing you. I remember aggressive, so.
Well, anyway. I like the setup. I like the idea behind it. Maybe I was aggressive last time, but I wasn't sure because, again, this is something that I was the head of the foundation in Berwyn, and you know, sometimes you're trying to put money out there and it doesn't make any sense. You want to throw money to various groups as a thank you or something. But this, to me, the setup and the ideas behind it looks very good for everyone. So I'm 100% behind this. I really, really am.
Well, yeah.
Good.
I think it's going to be a great addition.
Right.
School district's really going
it's
to support
so
this.
Neat.
Yeah. And I think that neighborhood, like when we were out there, it's such a walking neighborhood. A lot
absolutely.
Of trails.
No, I
think it's
perfect.
Going to drive a lot of people to it. They were
yeah.
very excited.
Was that, can
about
I ask what, was that where it was originally going to be? No.
No,
see, that was the thing. I couldn't understand it.
Was it
well, originally Beecher. Yeah. They liked the idea of Beecher. The issue we have with Beecher is there's just no.
Correct.
Walking path, we felt
correct.
That it would be better to have it on a path.
See, that was my problem. I didn't quite get this. This is a beautiful round area. Kids can walk. I mean,
this is actually a great location.
It really makes.
We looked at several sites and then met them out there on the side.
Yeah, that's what I saw. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Is there parking and
all the way around?
All the way around.
So
parallel parking all the way around.
Yeah.
And it's a huge amount.
Yeah.
It's a third of a mile all the way around.
Yeah.
So you could park.
Oh my God, absolutely. There's tons of
parks. On the park side.
Tons of parks.
I don't envision outside of the grand opening and ribbon cutting like this is going to be jam packed all the time.
I'll bet you could probably fit, you know, 80 cars around.
Sure, easy.
And the foundation is like a fundraising entity. You know, they. So what do they get out of this?
So, yeah, I think, so they're an arm of the. I don't, they're an arm of the school.
I serve on the board.
Yeah,
so
their big thing is that to help teachers. I think they were just looking for a project. That would be something that would involve the community. That would be school teacher type related with reading and stuff like that.
I
so,
that's great.
Again, they're not connected to the board. They have to be a separate entity.
They're a separate entity.
Yeah,
but
they can't
mean,
be. Because the board will say, I'd like this. And go, no, we
no,
are people
they're their
that
own
are,
thing.
Yeah.
Should
I mean,
not have anybody from the school district on it whatsoever, even though they do.
They don't,
so
yeah,
they can do what they want to do.
Thought.
And if they want to give it to the school, fine. If they want to give it to teachers, fine. If they want to do it.
Yes.
So, really, I think it's a great idea. I'm looking forward to seeing it. It's a lot of work for you guys, but.
It won't be too bad.
I think it's going to be great. I really do.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people are doing a lot of things for the younger people.
So the sledding hill, you're taking the dirt from where again?
The pickleball court.
Digging
up the pickleball court.
We're also going to be using other dirt that we have.
So when you do that, are you going to seed it then? So it's just
So if you remember how we did Caledonia.
Yes.
Same thing.
Okay.
It'll be probably 10 feet tall and just kind of sloped all the way around evenly.
Right.
Moldable. Kids actually like it in the summertime too. They love to run up and down it. They like to ride their bikes up and down it.
I couldn't remember if we had an issue with kids going in the dirt and digging it out.
No, because we'll dump the dirt there, we'll shape it, and then once we seed and blanket it, we would fence it off.
Okay.
So it can, and we won't probably do that until August, so we don't want
to. So they won't be tempted, because they look at that and think, oh my gosh, fun.
And that's the best time of year to grow grass, is late August into September.
Okay. Excellent.
Does flags at the top, in the winter? I know
we don't
have 71 sometimes has flags.
We don't. I mean, when we probably have a good six of these things, I think.
Yeah.
Autumn Creek. Cannonball. Yeah. This would be a good spot, kind of centrally located, I think, for the kids. So.
Perfect.
Good spot.
All right, can I get a motion to approve to install a story walk and sledding hill at Junior Women's Heartland Circle Park?
I would like to do that. I think that's a great idea. I'd like to approve that.
All right.
I'll second that.
Dan made the motion, seconded by Jean. Roll call, please.
Yes. Lane?
Yes.
Wilbur?
Yes.
Sessish?
Yes.
Diedrich?
Yes.
Demonovic?
Yes.
And Hyatt?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
We'll probably, this probably doesn't need city council approval, but we'll give the council an update at a future meeting, just so they know what's going on.
Yeah, it's really a neat concept. I like it. All right, the next thing, city school preschool partnership updates. This is exciting stuff.
Yes, I was hoping to have an actual agreement, but we're still negotiating.
Oh, I thought we were having
a I don't have a final one yet, so... there's just been a lot of things. Obviously, the water was a huge thing for the council.
Yeah.
Garbage was a big thing for the council recently. The school district was trying to get, if you saw, all day for the kindergarten. But in general, things are moving along really well. The Ready, Set, Go room is pretty much done. The preschool room, which was the robotics, is all out of there. They've started on that side of the room. The back of the building, there's kind of a rail, what is it called? A ramp that Scott and his counterpart of the school district is working on. So we will have this building ready to go by August 1st. There's just some agreement details we just need to get ironed out, get back to you guys, get council to finalize, just so we're all on the same page. But preschool, how many spots are filled?
I think we have, less than five. Five spots left out of the 72.
Left.
Nice.
Wow. So pretty much every our wait list is significant for the morning. So really great feedback from people. I fielded, a couple of phone calls from parents just kind of asking a little bit more about the details of the partnership with the students coming in and what this exactly looks like. But by the time I'm off the conversation with them, they're feeling really good, really positive, and most of them are all registering for the program. So Ready, Set, Go, we just released... maybe 2 weeks ago, and I think I have five spots available in that as well. So right now we got people interested. We're getting them in. The facility looks amazing from what they're working on and what they've been showing me. So really exciting things. And we had our last Parker's preschool graduation ever, and it will be Future Foxes next year. So a lot of exciting things going on there.
We're bummed out we're not gonna get to.
I know.
We ran out of kids.
You're right.
Be the alumni,
Will there be a tour later? I don't know.
And once we get the room done, we can all meet there and figure something out. So, it's really exciting. When you see how this has come together, working with the school district where you envision, by the middle of August, September, you're going to have literally high school kids involved in this with the little kids.
Aww.
And you're going to have learning going both ways.
That's awesome.
I was telling Shay how unique it would be if we're here long enough where you could have a preschool kid in our program. And be the high school kid, and then maybe come work for how this could be, a lifelong thing we're building here. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it worked out after all of our ideas of libraries and buildings and what have you. And
we found the right
to end up making it happen the way it was.
Well, this is going to be really just the partnership with the school. I think it's going to be a really cool thing in the future where you're going to see these high school kids.
Long time coming, though.
Yeah, and we worked with the police department. There'll be a sheet that parents sign, and basically the kids will be just doing a local background check. through the police department, so it'll be a form that they fill out. The police department will just make sure there's no issues locally. It won't be fingerprints or anything like that.
Sure.
Yep. But the kids are not going to be alone with our kids. They're just mostly going to be behind the glass.
Gotcha. That's our next meeting's curriculum and discipline stuff. So, I mean, the nice thing is we're going to basically, whatever you see at future Foxes, that's what you're going to see in kindergarten and in elementary school and beyond. So we're kind of all under the same system. So the parents know the system, the kids know the system, and we all just kind of get them in line before they even hit kindergarten life. Yeah. Consistency is always great for those guys. So yeah. We're really excited to partner with them.
I think, you know, vision, I mean, we're hoping this continues to grow in other areas of the school. I mean, we've already seen the Health Education Foundation, the Story Walk. We're doing the golf outing June 9th. We're hoping to expand into some Special Olympics things with them. We're hoping with our athletic programs that maybe their coaches would be more involved so that we know our kids are kind of going on that Fox's way into the next league. So I think there's a lot of good opportunities here. I did email everybody. I think we were recognized by the Education Foundation as like a Partner of the Year type thing. So I think there's a lot of really good things going on between us and the school district here. So we're really excited about it.
Well, and we have all of our staff now, teachers hired, or are we still looking for one more?
We're always looking for preschool teachers.
Working on it.
This was by far the toughest year, not just with COVID, but I mean, as we're seeing staffing shortages everywhere, we were dealing with it. I mean, Shay was teaching 2 days a week, which was a real problem.
By the end, we had the rec manager and superintendent both teaching a 2 to 3 year old preschool class. So,
but we got through, and I think we've got.
If you call me, I would do that.
Yeah.
I'll take you.
I used to be a preschool teacher. I could go and then leave.
The last thing, I think.
I know. I should have remembered that because I really could have called you in a couple of times.
They love me because I know I don't have to take them home. I'm like perfect for that.
So. But yeah, I think.
I love children I don't have to take home with me.
Having Emily as our preschool teacher, I mean, if she's locked in, that's good. I think we have two kind of permanent part-time ladies we feel pretty good about her coming on board.
Lots of experience.
And then we had an intern last year. She's got now her master's degree, so she's going to be staying with us for a while. So we feel pretty confident going into next year that we should have it covered.
We need more, but we're always, you know, we got it figured out.
Sure.
So
we'll discuss a little more because there's a proposal in the packet about it.
Yep.
Oh, excellent. All right. Any questions, comments about our preschool? Exciting news. I wish we had an agreement, but we'll look for that next time.
One quick thought. Did building new kids or what? Growing new kids just close or is in the process of closing?
Oh, I don't know. I have not heard.
I don't know, except isn't that what the school district bought?
Yeah.
I think they're putting the kindergarten. I don't. I'm speaking.
Oh, so they're going to keep the staff. I didn't know if that was another source of staff for you guys.
I just thought
the we grow kids like over down here.
Yeah, right on Garden.
Well, I garden
across from the veterinary office.
Yeah, they got a preschool there too, aren't they? Over there?
I have not heard anything.
They bought that.
I don't know for sure.
Okay, I'm just brainstorming.
All right, capital budget. Is this something we don't have to approve this?
No, I just want to make sure everybody knew, you know, there is a significant amount of money we have that's out there, either through fiscal year 22 that we haven't been able to spend or we're waiting on orders coming in. We have money this year, so I just kind of wanted to give everybody a breakdown of where all the money is going. So if you had any questions about anything, you guys can ask about it now, but it just gives you an idea of where we're putting the funds in it. So between last year and this year, there's about $600,000 in capital funds.
I saw that, 662.
Yeah, a lot of it we made some commitments like trucks and just waiting on it. Some of it, now we just bought $50,000 between a lawnmower and an SUV. So I'm hoping over the next year we will get this down to zero and get all the things that we need.
Well... Every year, right? You guys need stuff, so. Okay. Mm-hmm. Any questions, comments on that?
All right.
2022 recreation office closure schedule.
This is another thing I just want to, we've done this the last couple of years, but I fully anticipate this year we will not necessarily be in COVID restrictions. So just with the staff that we have to still be able to adjust hours as needed as these guys are working, weekends, nights, special events. So I just wanted to make sure we're on the same page. You guys knew what days the office was going to be closed. I will say, once we get into the new City Hall, this really won't be as an issue because we won't be there'll be an office in the sense of downstairs where City Hall will be taking phone calls. Yeah, like, we'll be on the third floor, but at least for this year, just the dates that you guys know what's going on when we will not be there.
I don't see the dates in here. Do you have it in the packet?
It is on the final page. So go to the second page of the actual memo, and I'll say like Friday.
Are we going to continue having our meetings here, Tim, or are we going to go to City Hall? Or, I mean, I like this place here.
I would just keep it here.
Really?
Yes.
You don't want us over there? So.
We can. If you guys, we can always have meetings. I would prefer to keep it here.
I would get a thumbprint scan to get in the building.
That's okay. You have a problem with that.
No. Got to keep out the riprap. I wonder where Purcell's going to go then.
Office closures, Amy. The first part is we have the leaks.
I will say.
That's being recorded here. I just want to.
We'll have the leaks. So, the weeks that were closed, a lot of those were just like to get these guys vacation times. I mean, with the limited staff that we have, and we're basically going 7 days a week, there's going to have to be certain weeks where we have nothing. We just can't. You know, when one person leaves, it is such a huge trickle down for everybody else. So we kind of put in weeks in here to where, you know, with the city, everyone has 3 or 4 weeks of vacation. Just we've got to use these. It's not fair to them to just give them back to the city and not use the time they need. So there's a couple weeks in here, like the last week of July, where we'll have just nothing going on. I mean, park staff will be here, but recreation. The week after, you know, after hometown days, the week of Thanksgiving, and then the couple weeks at Christmas are kind of the weeks where we really will have no programming going
sure.
on. And then just the dates were like Friday, May 27th, Margaritas and Miles next Thursday, we'll probably be closed the next day, even though some staff will be in and get ready for Memorial Day ceremony, the office will be closed. And then there's just a few dates in there over the summer months that I listed where the office will be closed.
Okay.
So we can probably use a vote on this, though.
Oh, I know. I can't find it, the list, though, but or even the memo. I must have
you
just
gotta go
mixed
all
up.
The way through. It's like several memos
I
through
found
for the capital budget part.
Well, anyway, can I get a motion to approve the rec office closure schedule? Motion, please.
I move to approve.
I'll second that.
Second by Dan.
True.
Can I get roll call, please?
Yes. Sessish?
Yes.
Diedrich?
Yes.
Dumanovic?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
And Wilberg?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Future Fox's preschool teacher incentive program. Mm-hmm.
So, as part of preschool, and I mean, we really faced it this year with such, I mean, it was constantly, we were short staffed with preschool. And talking to moms, talking to some potential people that would be interested in a 15 to 20 hour schedule, one of the major things that we were facing is childcare. And so a lot of them have kids that are of the preschool age. And Shay and I we talked to other places, other park districts, and this was kind of something that they were proposing of, hey, if you have a child that is preschool eligible, ready, set, eligible, and you want to work with us, we'll put them in the program for free. It really costs us nothing. We're buying the supplies. It's just a huge benefit for us to try to.
But it's going to be in addition to, not instead of.
Correct. So it's like we have.
You're not cutting down the class size because of one child.
No.
Although realizing you are increasing class size.
Yes.
So in essence, so.
Yes. I mean, I don't anticipate we're going to have like 5 kids. It's going to be like one. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of them are going to be like, if it's ready, set, go.
Okay, I'm just saying. Yeah.
So it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be. We're going to go.
Bus drivers can take their kids on the buses and things. That's the only way you can get people nowadays.
We just felt like it might encourage some moms.
I think it's a good idea.
Oh, hey, I can come and bring my kid, and even if they have to stay the whole morning, my kid can be in the program with me. I think it would be a huge benefit.
Unless you raise. And then when their child goes to school, they can continue to work at the school. So that's
unless you raise it hourly rate to like $70 an hour, you have to work.
But that's even if you do, yes. But
I know certain people are not going. I understand.
It's not even that. Like they still can't even find somebody.
Oh, right? I understand. Right?
Like it's tough. Even if we went up to like $30 an hour, it would be they can't find someone to watch their child.
Of course, it's a lot. That's why a lot of teachers don't teach summer school because they have to. They lose money, or they don't make any money at all because they're paying for daycare, yet they're making this money and they go back and they make nothing, so they don't do it. So married teachers usually don't do summer school, single teachers do it for a year.
Yeah.
So this is why we're proposing this and asking for your approval.
Yeah. Okay. I don't have an issue with this, but I think that just to put it out there again, that's exactly how I was a preschool teacher. They let my child go in for free while I worked as a teacher.
It's a huge benefit, because even if you're a preschool teacher, your kid could go to Ready, Set, Go, or vice versa, if you didn't want to be in the same classroom and have that separation. Yeah. And I mean, I think this will be a huge, I've kind of, there are a couple openings that I would like to fill, and even hopefully even allow us to expand a little bit into next year to get the need out there. But we just kind of wanted to, I'm hoping once I get this approval from you guys, I can get that out there and get a couple additional teachers. Because even just 9 hours a week is huge for me. And then like you said, once they go, then hopefully that position builds with that one person too, and we can have longer consistency with our staff.
All right, can I get a motion for the Future Foxes Preschool Teacher Incentive Program?
I so move.
Motion by Saj.
I'll second.
Second by Jean. Roll call, please.
Yes. Diedrich?
Yes.
Jamanovic?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Wilbur?
Yes.
And Sessish?
Yes. All right. Good job, guys. Parks Amenities Naming Proposal.
Yes, so as the memo states, I mean, the city lost tragically two really relatively young employees over the last year. Lisa Pickering, who was our deputy clerk, passed away completely unexpectedly riding her bike. And then Rachel Wright, who was battling cancer, just passed away a couple months ago. As part of that, the city had started to look at how to recognize Lisa Pickering. One thing she did do is, I put in the memo, she rode her bike quite a bit, and they were creating like a virtual trail. We obviously wanted to recognize Rachel as well. They both were Yorkville residents, worked.
Can you explain the virtual trail? I mean, it's like me, if I die, name a virtual park. I haven't got to say what a virtual trail is.
I think it's just going to be...
What is a virtual trail?
So
like a route.
There'll be a route. And you can go to the website, but it's more if you go, there'll be a monument. Like over by Beecher, it'll have a QR code on it. You could scan the code just because it'll be like, what is the Lisa Pickering Trail? Yeah. Oh, this is it. Maybe I want to follow.
Didn't say that's enough. I mean, we're going to make a virtual. I mean, to me, can there be something a little bit more? Like there, I'm going to name somebody else the Pavilion after somebody. Does that say something like that? Mm-hmm. Something that's there.
Well, I mean, this is something they worked out with her husband.
I don't think it's enough. That's my
feeling. It's kind of like the modern day bike route, if you remember that as a kid, where they have the signs, you kind of follow the bike route all through town. Mm-hmm. It's just digital.
It's on your phone, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there'll be a plaque, it'll have her name on it, it'll be on the website. I mean,
I'm just saying, I don't think it's enough. I just think I'm not saying you name a park after or something, but I mean, it should be something a little more there than.
This is.
Even though, I mean, it's virtual.
Name
a gymnasium after her, or name a. This room, I mean, room something after the person.
Yeah,
that's
memorial,
not,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. After a while, no one's going to remember anything.
Well, there'll be a stone pillar with a bronze plaque with the QR code that will be at Beecher
Park. That's it, huh?
Where, that's kind of, because that was along her trail route.
Okay.
So I think this was important to her husband.
Yeah.
I understand. I just personally didn't.
I know what you're saying. I didn't know the way as well as you guys.
She's a big bike. Enthusiast.
Thank you. Well, they named the bicycle thing off of Kennedy, after, who was that again? Well, that's right there. You can see that. I mean, couldn't they do something like that? I mean,
that was.
I don't know.
That was.
I know. That was not easy. That was terrible.
That took forever.
But all I'm just saying is, everybody goes faster. They see that. All I'm saying, I don't care. I'm just saying, when I read that, I was a little disappointed that we're gonna have a virtual room after you, or virtual. I mean, it's just maybe I'm old-fashioned and I don't understand it.
Maybe you can come up with something.
I don't know. It just didn't seem enough.
Maybe that's just the beginning. You know, like maybe this is just step one, and then
I don't know.
Do
I mean, that's
not
up to me. I just didn't think it was enough.
It's really all that matters.
Tim, so if somebody, maybe I'm not using the right terms, but if somebody pulls up the trail map on their phone, for example, the key there, the legend, will say her name. Like it's named
the
after
plaque
her.
Will have her story. The bronze plaque will have her story.
But even on
the QR code of the. How she rode that trip.
And that'll be where? Or is that going to be
at Beecher Park, right along the trail.
Okay, so if somebody's not there at Beecher Park, and they don't know the trail, they're not kind of know anything about her.
You're not going to be using the phone.
I'm just saying. I mean, I just don't think it's enough.
I mean, you see every kid biking with a phone in his hand. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. But if you're
you're looking at younger kids. You don't even know about her. Don't care about her.
Just put it in your pocket after you.
What?
Right? Like online or something?
I don't think so. Have a backup.
But what do the kids care? The kids don't even know who she is. And they're going to, like, I don't know who this lady is. I just think, again, I'm saying, should be a little bit more physical than just a plaque. And there's something on that if you use your cell phone, you go on, then you look about it, and you don't really care. I mean, I don't know. I was just disappointed. I thought that it should be something a little bit more solid, something that more people can see. I think it's kind of a nice thing to do, but it just doesn't look very, very lasting. I don't know.
Did the family approach the city about it, or
the husband has been working with the city on this? So,
okay. You think that's enough, huh?
I think he's very
all right. Well, that's I'm just telling my
he likes the idea.
Yeah, so I think he's very happy. On the Rachel Wright one, Scott and I have been working. Her sister actually works for the city, Rebecca. So we've been working with her on this. As I say in the memo, I mean, she was big about getting people together. She was much beloved by the city. She's probably the most well-known person in the city. And so we thought naming the Riverfront Shelter after her would be a great way of recognizing her attributes that she brought to the city and to the community. We kind of put some examples of there, like what we did at Coleman Park for the tennis court. That would be something similar.
Yeah, we'll do a bronze plaque there as well, but then have the name on the side of the shelter.
So,
I don't know. I'm sorry to bring this up. I had one of my students die in wherever it was. Afghanistan. I went to the superintendent. I said, I'd like to name the library after him. She goes, no. I said, why? Because if we do that, then if somebody else dies, we have to save another library after them. Oh, I mean, geez. I'm like, what is that? What kind of question is that? That's a stupid answer. I mean, you know, if the person dies, they deserve something. You can't say, well, this is going to set a precedent. If somebody else dies, we're going to have to do it too. I don't know. I think that's, I just like that idea. But that idea to me is something that, but if the husband likes the other thing, that's fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the husband is...
She wrote a lot.
Well, he's awful easy going. Yeah. Like that.
So, just looking for your approval on this. So.
So, we're looking for the approval on the parks amenities naming proposal?
I think just on both. I mean, the trail obviously probably does not need park board approval because it even goes through county stuff and things of that nature, but I wanted to make you guys aware of it. It does go through some of the city parks trails, and then... with the shelter. I just wanted to run it by the park board, make sure that you're okay with it and get your approval on it.
Sure. That's fine. Sure.
So we're getting approval on just...
Well, both of them.
Both.
Okay. All right. Well, can I get a motion to approve both proposals for the amenities naming proposal, and what is the other one?
Well, just both parks namings proposal.
Parks. Names. Okay. So what you have here
yes.
is what
I move parks, to approve amenities, the two naming proposals.
Okay. So both of them.
Second.
Motion by Jean, second by Sash. And can I get a roll call, please?
Yes. Dumanovic?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Lane?
Absolutely.
Wilbur?
Yes.
Sessish?
Yes.
And Diedrich?
Yes.
All right. All right, Parks and Recreation Monthly Reports.
These guys will talk just real quick. Next week is Margarita's Mile. We really don't need any assistance, but people could come.
I'll be there. Taste some margaritas and
yes,
vote.
Please. For good weather, last year it was cold and rainy.
Oh, yeah.
We still had really good crowds. I expect this year we'll have, if it's nice, we're going to have big crowds. We also have the Memorial Day ceremony on Monday. We do assist with that. Shay's the MC, but it's really a Legion-run thing. But staff will be out there helping out with that. The other thing is, if anyone's interested, June 9th is our city school district golf outing. We've had tremendous turnout this year.
Limited spaces, so get it soon if you want to.
So we have 144 spots, and we're at 127 right now. So I fully expect it's going to sell out in the next week or two.
Wow.
So it's been great on that. And then I did include in there, somewhere in the memo, was the special event schedule that we have already set up for the rest of the year. Soccer, weather permitting, will be the last day of spring soccer on Saturday. So that's gone really, really well. And then we're kind of just in the middle of the baseball, softball summer season. So things are definitely moving. Preschool building's getting done. New City Hall is getting done. So there's a lot of things that we'll be working on over the next couple of months.
Exciting stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, just really coming alongside recreation with the programs with soccer. I mean, believe it or not, I guess a lot of people soccer, right? Started back in March, was it? Something crazy like that?
Just like end right after spring break, yeah.
Yeah, it was just, worked with them on that. Baseball, obviously, has been a big thing. Our new staff is really working on that. Trying to keep it with the grass, and you get that much moisture, and then you get 90 degree heat. It's just really difficult to keep up with the grass right now. It's kind of been all hands on deck. Most of the way through with the refurbishment of Price Park, waiting on some powder coating, hoping to have it next week or the week after. Want to button that up in early June and be done and out of there on that one. I think we'll look to do Fox Hill. We have the equipment now. It's here. I think we're going to wait and do that probably in the fall instead of having the playground down, you know, 6 weeks in the summertime. We want to kind of leave that one open, so I think we'll wait on that one. The plan is to move forward with, we got a couple of ADA issues we got to straighten out on the future Foxes preschool that we're going to be working with them on, tearing out some concrete and pouring some new concrete. And then after that, we're going to get going on pickleball. So I think by mid-June, I think we'll be going pretty strong on pickleball. And once we get on it, we really want to just kind of stay focused on it.
Exciting.
So.
How about you, Shane?
We started registration for summer officially on May 1st. We had a huge response to that. So, I mean, almost all of our summer camps that Emily, our preschool coordinator, has planned are almost all sold out. Just a few spots left, and we actually even started expanding them just to try to get the extra kids who are interested into the camp. So it seems like people are moving to Yorkville, and the people who are here are ready to have some fun with us. So, I mean, the sports are booming. We had over 200 extra kids, over 1,000 kids participating in our spring sports this season. Highest we've ever had, and then yeah, our camps are almost selling out. And we're not even through the first month of registration, so preschool's looking great. So I mean, it's really exciting to see that people are coming to us to entertain them here through the spring and the summer. Like Tim said, Michael joined us, so he could have came at a better time as we're kind of gearing up here with sports and special events. Yeah, come on down to Margarita's and Mayo. We should have a really good time. The Synesthesia, I've got to have to learn how to say these names when I announce them next week, but they are actually like a Latin band who does like all the popular pop music, but in like different, like in Latin, or not Latin, but in Spanish. So they should be like super fun and really cool to watch. And then we have the mariachi band back again. And if your kids like candy and pinatas, come find us. We've got that going on as well. And yeah, I mean, we're just going for it. We're planning everything. I mean, I'm already, Hometown Day is super exciting, new additions this year, so we're really excited. We've got some extra bands, I've got a race car track basically coming in where they're like 2-foot cars during the car show that guys will come and get to race that. We've got a mechanical bull coming. I've got 90s trivia coming. I've got princesses and stuff, like superheroes, so
I mean. Damn, we have American English.
No.
I was that was
we do,
yeah,
we American. Do.
I'm talking, you're looking at my eyes, I was just gonna say, who are we having?
We have a lot.
That was good. I'll be back for that.
We have American English.
Thank you.
Great lineups, great entertainment to add into things. So we really looked at it and just said, okay, how can we make this just the event that people
don't
want to miss?
We put our jobs online.
Yeah. We really put a lot out there, but I think it should be really exciting and hopefully have a nice crowd coming up. So while we're continuing to kind of chip away at the events that are in our immediate future, we are always looking forward on how we can enhance and get things ready to go as the summer progresses.
Awesome.
So,
I think one thing we've seen with, especially Hometown Days, it's kind of interesting. We've seen Riverfest where it's beer drinking. Yeah. It's drinking bands. Hometown Days is kind of like totally changed to where it's like carnival.
They
it's
love just, my themes.
Yeah, so. And it's the kids' activities, and it's not really drawing out that drinking type mindset for
yeah.
the bands.
Yeah,
it's,
lots
it's,
of kids.
Yeah, that. It's totally different. So we're really trying to focus more on okay, we need to get those family activities
sure.
and things like that because our carnival sales. I mean,
through the roof.
Yeah, I mean, 50,000 is the highest we ever done. Last year we did 75. Now
awesome.
We'll see if we continue that, but we're seeing it with. All things we do with that some festivals, it's appealing to more of just mom and dad coming out, having a good time, and then that's really more like we want to bring the whole family
I
out.
I think outdoor events will forevermore be doing much better than
yeah.
what we used to see.
We
because
learn, right?
People want to
yeah.
be in an event, But they want to be outside where it's,
but,
you know,
I mean, we're
germs
growing
are
as the city's growing.
All over the place.
I mean,
yeah.
We had a 200-kid increase in sports. Mm-hmm. And with that's 200 awesome. Coaches, that's 1,200 people associated with the program. And then you think they're bringing 3 or 4 people with them. And we got 4,000 or 5,000 people on a Saturday going through our 3 fields.
Bristol Bees crazy.
It's
so
it's awesome.
I mean, it's crazy. It's beyond crazy.
Yeah.
I mean,
great.
Yeah, but Bridge, if you go by Bridge, it's just as crowded. Beecher is just a crowd, so it's definitely exciting to see all the hard work we're putting in, and it's really kind of, it's always paid off, but it's even keep going.
Yeah, it's nice to see people enjoying what we're putting out there and planning. And then we did have preschool graduation last week, so that all ended, and it was our first graduation we've had in just like 2 years. We missed having graduation, so this is finally our third year here out of COVID where got to have an in-person graduation.
Oh,
and parents got to take pictures, and it was just really nice to be able to bring that back to the families and have that monumental stepping stone.
Thank
yeah,
you.
So
it was nice.
It was nice for all of us to kind of see that come back this year.
I remember those days.
It's a big deal. So
it's a big deal for the parents more than the kids.
100%. I mean, so that was really great to have back and have a nice end to a good year. And now we're just planning for the future.
Excellent.
Ella's finally got some weight to her, so we're not worried she's going to blow away at,
oh.
like, at soccer, at soccer field or something.
Soccer's gotten pretty, it's been a rough season just with the weather, but we're getting it.
Yeah, knock on wood somewhere, we don't get that anymore.
I got a couple questions I was thinking about. What about, and G and I met this afternoon, we had lunch and we're just,
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Nothing good.
Don't be telling me.
Sorry.
That's not being recorded, is it?
Absolutely.
So anyway, no. What about the band show? I was going to say, have we heard any more about that? Because we were sitting out there today, and we're like,
they're still working on it.
But, I mean, is it really a good place?
The last discussions we had with them is I don't know if it's going to go over where they have the sign at. I think they're more now looking at
a place behind the
permanent permanent but movable stage to go over in the East Alley. So if you come to Margaret's and Maya, we'll have our stage down there where they're thinking of putting something at. I mean, that has always been the recommendation of Scott and I was, when we saw Mario's and Maya last year, of having, which we'll do again this year, one band in the East Alley, one band at South Bank, letting those businesses sell the alcohol and the food and letting people kind of walk around. It benefits them. It benefits us in the sense of it just takes so much staff for us to man a beer tent, things like that, check IDs. I think they're probably more going in that direction.
So you don't think you're going to have it on a little slab like that?
I don't want to say for sure, but the last
is it that much space that, you know, I'm talking, we were looking at that,
yeah.
But space.
Yeah, about 90 feet before the playground.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like, it's, you know.
I mean, Scott and I voiced our concerns that we didn't think it was enough space to
that's what we were thinking about
this there, that we'd be more in favor of, like, a big pergola type thing.
For sure.
Yeah, I agree.
That
I agree.
You could still put a band under there,
yeah,
like
but still,
a kids
just like,
thing
yeah.
and
yeah.
stuff like that.
But usable for other things.
What about, again, we were thinking about at the park on 47. Was there anything? I mean, we talked about that a couple of years ago, too, about putting something there. I mean, that's kind of
are
a...
Are you talking Town Square?
I mean, I know parking might be an issue, but still, I mean, you have things there all the time. It's such a beautiful park, and you're having Memorial Day there. You're having other things there. I mean, would you ever think of having one there like a...
Been my dream.
Is really? I mean...
Honestly, God.
To have a bigger facility there, a bigger...
To have some sort of shelter structure that could double
on
out.
The
stage on the south side facing north.
That's exactly.
I mean, if you look at how we put the trees in there,
yeah,
we have a football shape on the grass space.
Yes,
I think that's going to be a much bigger discussion. Is there's going to be a lot of people that are not going to see that gazebo going.
Well, the people that are living right there.
Yeah,
right.
But I just think in general. I mean, I
it's got too bad. You live next to a school, and you're all about the kids in the school. You live by an airport. There's airplanes there. You're living by a street. There's,
yeah.
I mean,
they
don't
argue that they were there before that.
Well, too bad.
Well, not even that. I just
so tell the city not
I
to
just
do
think
anything.
There is a lot of people, even myself, that is a that
absolutely.
You think of Yorkville when you're driving by a hot dog guy that gazebo.
At some point, I think it'll come down.
We did replace the roof a couple of years ago, but I mean, when it comes to bands, it's not a great thing to state the gazebo because you can't see on the bottom.
It's in the middle, too.
No, I understand. We were there to
say.
I think there are a lot of people that that will be a much bigger discussion if that decision is ever made.
Oh, I think it'll be a wonderful place for it.
Do Music Under the Stars over there. Mm-hmm.
But that's a long time away.
But then, if you remember, that's before I replaced all the sidewalk because they drove their trucks right up to it.
Yeah. Ugh, that was
really
fun.
Yeah, because the sidewalk was all cracked up and busted. Now we've actually, it's all been replaced.
The next thing I want to ask about is the pickleball. I think that we go over and check it out, but it should be, how long will it take to kind of put up? Because people are asking me about it. Like, oh,
well, I mean, once we get the pavement down, you got to wait 6 weeks, 6 or 8 weeks before you can put the surfacing down.
Right, on top of it. Yeah.
So, and you know, I'm hoping end of August, September-ish, I'm hoping to have it done. What we're really going to do is we're going to start by just excavating, getting the stone base down, getting the asphalt down, and then while we're waiting for the asphalt to kind of...
Okay.
Cure, we'll be putting up the fence, stuff like that.
Okay, because people don't ask about
that. I will say on that, the pickleball and the kayaking.
I will. I'm going to ask about that one.
I've asked Michael to look into something. I kind of saw it somewhere else where it is a self-serving kayak and even pickleball equipment where you would get an account with the company. They would give you like a QR code.
Kind of like a Divvy bike kind of a thing?
But they have like a cage. You would go up in cage number one. You hit your QR code. It would open up. You could take your kayak going. You return it. Pickleball courts, same thing. Home Depot does it with
The lockers.
Yeah, and stuff like that.
But anyway, if you're playing pickleball, they usually have their own stuff.
But I thought it might be something.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you don't want them to take it.
It was something they had on there. They do pickleball too.
That's fine.
I asked Michael to look into it. See if something they'd be interested in coming our way.
That's cool.
These new style boats that are inflatable, but they're really very rigid and really nice boats would be great for that because they're not heavy and people can bring them back up easily, put them in the locker, whatever. I think that's a great idea. You have more access to people who don't have the gear. Great idea. I've got a question on the work that's being done. I think I asked you said it's starting pretty soon, Tim.
So on the island, they had reached out, they had just let us know they're having a meeting that Scott and I are attending Thursday morning. So I'm assuming we'll get more of details and timeline of actually when they're going to start the work, and I will let everybody know.
Well, we were there today, right? And people are trying to take pictures up there. You know, they're going up to the thing, and it's locked. And we were telling them, I'm sorry, it's not. Why? And then people are walking around. They want to go on the island. One guy says, I'm going to walk in the water and go over there. I go, well, it's up to you. I don't want to do that. But, but I mean, I didn't realize it was such a, people want
to,
it's a beautiful park.
Hopefully by the end of June, this will be done.
But anytime really? You see a bridge, you want to go on.
Yeah.
Right. I think you could consider having some sort of grand reopening and make a big deal of it, you know. Have some fun with it.
You find have a band on the island.
We just need to
there you go.
Well, didn't we say you wanted your dream would be to put the bridge all the way across the river?
Well, I mean,
to the park over there?
Multi-million dollar dream.
Well, or even under the stub road that's over there so you can have your trail pick up on, I think it's Adrian. I can't remember what road that is. But no, it's not Adrian.
But yes, going to Clark Park, yes, it would be a dream. I mean,
you just do a zip line from the end of the bridge.
When the work is going on the island, does that have any impact on the canoe chute, the water going through the canoe chute?
No, it should not have any impact on that. The only impact that will happen really is there are going to be two staging areas in the park. So one of them, part of the parking lot is going to be taken.
Part of the Foxy's parking lot, so to speak?
Yeah. And then part in some of the railing where the foxes are along the park are going to be taken down. And there'll be a staging area between the bridge and the playground. So there will be a couple of weeks where there is going to be some stuff going on. I mean, ideally, when you talk about grand opening, is we could do it at Riverfest.
Good idea. Yeah.
Yeah, where we have band and we're ready there. And you
that's
say,
pretty fast. I don't think we'll have to work that
Just so I understand, basically what they're doing is recapping, so to speak, that island?
I think we'll find out. It's a
virus. Okay.
I
have less money.
How in-depth it's going to be.
Is the island capped with concrete right now, like the bed of the canoe ship?
No, the island is a monolith from the bottom, from the bedrock of the river.
Oh.
And then it has loose fill on top of it.
Okay. It's not hard capped like the base of the canoe ship. The base, I mean, I never saw the base of it. It's an actual concrete thing big stones in it? No?
There is some stones that are concreted in that chute, yes. But, you know, the island is actually concrete poured, and then they came in and put loose material over the top of it. From my understanding is, between the contractor and what the state specified, it wasn't the right material. That's why it washed away.
Okay.
I don't know if that's accurate, but that's my understanding of it, and that's what allowed the erosion underneath the sidewalk, I'm no engineer, but I don't know if the engineer signed off on it.
I mean, to me, that's an iconic thing. I mean, I'm a relative newcomer, 6 years here, but that bridge and standing out on there and looking at the river, it just, where else can you find something like that? It's a terrific thing.
Beautiful. It's awesome to have
it. It took us a long time to get it, so, and many deaths.
Mm-hmm. And my last question before I forget, because I'm old, is the fact that the park on Van Emmon, right? The one they used to play baseball, they don't play baseball anymore. What are we going to do with that? I know
they do some practice.
I heard the practices, but weren't we thinking about a dog park / a senior citizen thing?
We talked about doing pickleball there one time.
Yeah, we need something on the south side of town. South side of town.
You care about us on the south side?
There's no south or north side of town. There's no south or north side of town. It's a freaking river. You know, I mean, I live on the south.
We got nothing on the south side.
What, you can't go a mile
like
to
the
Jewel?
The poor socks. I mean, come on. We get nothing.
All right, what I'm saying is, you know, weren't we thinking about using this as not a regular baseball park to kind of... Maybe a dog park / senior citizen /
I think as funding becomes available, yes, Scott and I have typed up some drawings for that, where a dog park could go there. We talked about another pickleball court there.
Yeah, I mean,
I think, though, one thing we have to think about now is, and I don't know if you're aware of it, Dan, but the development that's literally just across Van Emmon, going up, I think it's Kendallwood Estates, is moving now. It's active. They're building homes in there now. There is no park site in that
So they're going to use that as a park then?
Well, I mean, I think we have to...
Are they going to walk that far to go there when they can't go across Kennedy, remember? You have to put a park on...
Well, but I mean, there's no outlet to 126 in that development.
Correct,
so the only way in and out is off of Van Emmon.
Right.
And if there's no park space, I mean, we're literally at their feet, so to speak. I think we, from a park and ride standpoint, I think we have to be conscious of that.
Are there any other parks that we have to put up? Any other areas that are not serviced that we need parks besides that then?
There's some upcoming ones that we'll be working on. Yeah, Prestwick on the south side of town. Off of Ashley
Road. By
your Oakwood Christian High School.
It
has a park site that's going to develop.
Strong over there. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's movement up in Bristol Bay. There's an additional park site we're going to be getting up there adjacent to the fire department.
So I mean, Bristol Bay, there's a third park site. So you have Bristol Regional Park where the soccer's at. You have a playground there's another park site next to the soccer field. It's like a big hill if you look at it right now. But there's funding for that. There's a mechanism for $50,000 for that. Prestwick, we've already collected the money. That was something you and the mayor worked on when they redeveloped or went in there. So we have $75,000 for that. What Scott's talking about is I don't think there's a funding mechanism to redevelop Van Emmon for that subdivision.
There's not, but keep in mind, when I say park means open space, green space. It doesn't necessarily mean develop.
Playground.
Hey, you got a playground, or you got this or that. It's just a place for kids to play, or adults to have green space.
Right. I think what you're saying, there's nowhere that you would sit here and go...
I like the idea of that, though, of what you mentioned.
There's not a playground. I guess that's not true. There's countryside. Where
it's right there by the...
That is the one subdivision, and I mean, we do have money for that. We're just trying to find a site for it in there. Okay. So countryside is completely...
How do you divide... Now, where is countryside as far as the parameters of that?
Just north of the movie theater.
That's you got 47 and 34, mm-hmm. basically. That's what's dividing that from everything else. Those are natural boundaries.
So that area over there with the apartment buildings and things over there.
Yes.
Yeah.
They don't have anything over there?
No. Nothing. And there's a lot of homes in there. It's larger than you think it is.
Yeah.
There's a long linear strip in the middle of it, isn't there?
There's some common space that I do believe the city owns, which was kind of by default.
I thought so.
But that would be one area, Dan, that we need to...
We
do have money for it. It's just a matter of we're trying to figure out how to make it work in that subdivision.
Okay.
That would be the one area that has, they're completely blocked off. They do not have easy access to any kind of a playground.
I read an article recently in the Kendall County Record. Some funds were being made available to do a study to see how we could become a destination for restaurants and shopping. How we could become anybody read the same article I'm talking about?
What was it? Sorry.
There was some funding being given to Yorkville to do a study or to do something to make Yorkville into a destination for restaurants and shopping. In other words, bring more people here for restaurants and shopping. I read the article in,
that's the,
in the record.
Is that a survey?
Years ago with Memphis.
No.
That's the 3 months.
I'm talking about in the last 2 months.
Oh, well,
is that through community development?
Yeah, that's probably their
downtown.
Their downtown.
That's for them to know more about.
Downtown Yorkville.
Yeah.
Okay, so stay with me here because I'm coming to another point. Mm-hmm. So that kind of destination is reached by people who come by automobile. I think there's a giant opportunity for our community to become a biking destination. Every spring, I get this big catalog, I mean this thick, showing all the fun things, restaurants, sites of interest, museums, all along the river from whatever, what's way north? Way north.
Crystal Lake?
Yeah, whatever that, you know, the Fox River Bike Trail. So all these people are out.
St. Charles.
All these bike riders are out spending money and riding down the river. And it all comes to a screeching halt at our great friends here in Oswego, because at that, there's no more you can do.
It connects, doesn't it?
You connect. You can cross
connect,
over.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a bike rider, and...
Okay. It is out of the way, though. You're right.
The draw of the Fox River Trail is it follows the river.
Yeah.
At the point that you're being directed through subdivisions and go... Yeah. That's not a destination anymore. Maybe local people, but somebody's going to get in their car and come with all their money. So I'm just asking the question, why don't we build a bike trail from Oswego to Yorkville on the river? You want to become a destination? We got tons of people, and they can only go as far as Yorkville. Oswego.
Well, we actually do have a trail along 34 that is in the works. IDOTs are actually, the state is funding, so we had some issues with the state funding, how they were going to fund it. So they're going to build it, and now...
Along the river, within 100 feet of the river.
Sort of. It's not going to be like what you want, but it will connect. But yeah, we finally got the agreement that Yorkville and the county will maintain it. So all of these things, Gene, they're great ideas. It's just all about money at the end of the day. It's about money and then future maintenance and...
Of course it is.
This is a conversation.
We're the only town that's not taking advantage of the bike riders.
This is a conversation.
We'll have one, it just won't be.
And I'm not saying that people here haven't thought of this, and I know it's a big deal. I'm just, I see it. I just feel it in my bones.
It's getting space along the river in people's yards.
Yeah.
It's going to be very difficult.
Good things are always difficult. Things that are worthwhile take a lot of effort, a lot of smart people working on them.
It has been looked at. In years and years past, I mean, where the city really missed the boat, Gene, was they could have bought the railroad.
I know that.
That's where they missed the boat.
I know, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, and then there's one other thing. If you can get the bike trail to Yorkville, then the next thing is you head for Hoover and Silver Springs. And at that point, you've got a golden destination thing for bike riders.
Yeah.
Now, who's the guy that heads up the Dirk
Gertz.
Gertz. A long time ago, I had a short conversation. It's like they were buying up tracts of land. And don't we own a small tract of land along just outside of Hoover?
Crawford Park.
I know this is a big idea, I'm just saying, you know, a journey of a 1,000 miles starts with one step. I think the Chinese said that.
You have a trail up in Crawford Park now that goes into Hoover, so you can go there. The problem is you get the
nothing
white
connects.
Oak.
Is what?
The white oak.
Subdivision.
That subdivision is where the problem is.
Correct, but here's what I would say, Gene, and I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I'm not trying to get this resolved tonight. I'm just, it's part of me. I feel it in my bones.
And I can tell you, I run extensively. I've run in Oswego. I've run all those trails you're talking about.
Yeah.
When property comes available along those sections that we want to identify, the city has to be a priority for the city to purchase those. When they're available. That's what Oswego has done. If you look at their riverfront,
right,
it has expanded greatly over time. With every time one of them houses comes up for sale, they buy it.
But I can get on my bike in downtown Oswego and I can ride, I don't know, 50 miles north and stay along the river.
Yeah.
I've made my point. I'm just saying.
I agree.
I'm looking for a place to plant my feet and maybe figure out what it takes to get something like that started.
Well, we're not going to be able to stay on the river, but you'll be able to connect at least.
At one time, we were even just trying to get a brief little easement along the railroad, and we couldn't get that.
Correct.
We couldn't even get it for parking. Yeah, it's crazy.
We did try to come alongside the railroad in their easement because, as you said, going through White Oak and all these other places, and they weren't having that either.
They wouldn't have that.
Nope. Tell you what I'm going to do.
Wow.
I'm going to take a bike ride. I'm going to go from Oswego as far north as you go on the trail. And I'm going to take some pictures, and I'm going to collect some things and talk to some business people and just get a sense of that.
That would be great.
You can take that way to North St. Charles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done it.
You can go north of there.
Yeah.
I think you can go all the way to Fox Lake.
Doesn't it go all the way to Elgin?
Might
I think it goes all the way to Fox Lake.
Okay. Anyway. Just my thought.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Gina, I mean, that's I would honestly encourage you. I think something like that would probably take an outside group of people to come together and
get an appeal.
Much like they,
sponsorships.
Well, you think about how the Darlene McHugh Trail got done, right?
Yeah.
Perfect example.
City said, we don't have the money.
Perfect example.
And a group of people got together and said, here's how passionate we are about this.
Yeah.
Well, they raised a ton of money.
And that's what it took.
That's
and, you had aldermen there like, that were against that trip.
And now they improved the
bills. He's going to show up in the area.
Sometimes it takes a visionary, Gene.
It does. So that would be great. It would be great.
Okay, thanks for listening.
All right, so I actually have an announcement to make.
Now that it's done. That's
exciting. I
know.
That'll
take
you wait for Kelly to be.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, so this is probably going to be my last meeting with you all. I'm putting my house up for sale in June, so I fully expect, or at least what everybody's telling me, is that homes sell very quickly.
A day later, you'll be looking for a place.
Well, that's the thing. We do have a rental, but I could not find one in Yorkville because my son is not moving out of Illinois. So we're in Plano. We're going to be in Plano. So that was my only thing, was I was trying so hard to find it in Yorkville because I didn't want to leave my beloved park board, and because I've been doing this or been here with you all since 2010. So it pains me greatly, but we will be in December be moving to Arizona, which is where I'm from originally.
Scottsdale.
No, Tucson.
Okay.
So,
isn't that close to Scottsdale?
No, it's a little more, a couple hours south.
Oh, is it really? What's close to Scottsdale?
Mesa, Phoenix.
Oh, Phoenix.
So, so I just wanted to put it out there that depending on how the house sale goes and, you know, when all that, this could be the last one, or if we have another meeting in August, maybe I'm still a resident of Yorkville.
Or we'll have a special meeting for you.
Or we can have a special meeting. But
yeah, do a celebration.
Well, and I can always come in at one of your meetings and just say goodbye to everybody and what have you. But, you know, I just...
We appreciate your leadership.
Thank you. I love the group. I love Parks and Rec. I think my vision for you guys going forward is to have you guys be more involved, whether that's a couple events each year. I know everybody's super busy. I actually have not been as involved as I was in the beginning. I think the park board is just more than showing up at a meeting every other month. If you guys could commit to a couple of events a year, that would be great, because I think when they see you out in the community, as a community member, as a resident, that is huge for these events. So that's my hope for you guys moving forward, is that you'd be more involved and not just for meetings, but, you know, to show up at events and help our team here and show the residents that, you know, this is a community and that, you know, this is why we do it, is because we love our community. So
I'm gonna miss you.
Thank you. I'm gonna miss you, Dan. You know that.
You.
I just love you.
You.
Are you gonna have an opportunity to get involved when you move to Arizona?
I hope so. They will not see me coming. No, I'm sorry. I'm hoping so, because I'm always happiest when I'm involved, and you know, because if I have to keep my mouth shut too long, I'm like an explosion. So I have to have a way to get my ideas and viewpoints out there. So I'm hoping. We'll see how it goes.
Try to see you later.
Yeah. So I'm excited. excited about the move or scared. This is the longest we've been anywhere, 17 years in Yorkville, and we moved all over. I've lived everywhere, but the Midwest, I've now been out here for 34 years. And
but it's hot in Arizona.
It is hot.
I mean, it's hot. It's like 90
yeah,
there.
Say
dry,
that,
dry heat. Dry heat, yeah.
That Lake Michigan water now
right
here.
If I come back, it'll only be during the summer because I am not spending one more winter. That's what I kept telling my husband. I'm not spending another winter. And he's like, I still have a job. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm not staying one more winter. So, yeah. So we're on our way out. Now, if the house should not sell or something,
it'll sell. It'll sell.
Okay, you better have your bags packed when you put the sign in
right
the front
yeah
yard.
That's what we're hoping, because we decided to do this because we have always missed that bubble. You know what I mean? We've always missed that. Oh, the houses are going, and I'm like, well, we're not ready.
There's no bubble anymore. You'll sell in a week.
Yeah.
Easy.
We're worried.
And it will sell over the value that you want. They're going to be a bidding war on it.
So, because we have a nice lot. We have one of, you know, obviously it was built in 05, so our lot is huge. We've got huge, now fully grown trees that, you know, some of these newer homes don't offer. So, we also have all the old problems too, right? You know, an older roof, older appliances, everything is old. So, I just wanted to say that to you guys, and I will be back to say goodbye and, you know, at one of your other meetings, or if we have a meeting before I'm really out. So,
okay. Thank you.
Sorry to hear that.
Congrats.
Thank you. Thank everyone.
Yeah. Thank
you.
So exciting.
30 years for you, 10 years for me. 12 years.
I'll be heading your way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's counting?
Illinois flight.
I know. I had a countdown.
How many hours? How many minutes? I was talking to a friend, neighbor of mine, who's the same thing.
And I am rough. My passwords.
Yeah, mine's like adios. So. All right, guys. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I will make a motion to adjourn. What is our next meeting? Can we put that? Are we scheduling a specific meeting time, or are you gonna let us
it's
know?
It's in July, but we might have something before then.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Okay.
We'll try to get something together.
Yep. I make a motion to end the meeting at
Dan motion
7:12.
Yes, second.
Second.
I gotta go to
a bridge and play softball.
Okay. 5 minutes. All in favor, say bye.
Bye.
Any opposed? Okay, all right, guys. Thank you.
Bye.